The FT.
China's arms exports have risen by 143% in the last 5 years, and it has now displaced Germany as the world's third biggest trader. The figures from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute are likely to heighten fears about the country's increasing military might and its role on the global stage. I'm Fiona Simon, and on the line with me is Charles Clover, our Beijing correspondent. Hi, Charles. What kind of weapons is China exporting?
China started the last decade as the world's largest importer of weapons. And by now, at least over the last 5 years, they've become the third largest exporter of weapons in the world, according to this new study by the Stockholm Peace Research Institute. That means they've become very good at making weapons very quickly. They've been able to import a lot of advanced weapon systems, mainly, I think, from Russia. They've been reverse engineering these weapons systems, these aircraft and tanks, that is figuring out how these are built, figuring out how to make them themselves. And now they've turned a lot of these weapons into exportable, fairly sophisticated, fairly high-tech, reasonable quality weapons that are pretty cheap and sell very well abroad, sell very well in Latin America, Africa, and parts of Asia. The main weapons that they're selling are small arms like rifles, multi-barrel rocket launchers, howitzers, tanks. The aircraft they're selling are mainly training aircraft. The biggest deal of the past 5 years has been to sell about 50 JF-17 fighters that are jointly manufactured in Pakistan. They're Chinese fighters. The Chinese have sold the Pakistanis the technology, and the Pakistanis are manufacturing them. I think that contract is worth about $1 billion.
And where do the bulk of these arms go?
The bulk of these weapons were sold to Pakistan. I think it's over 40%. And I think two-thirds of the weapons were sold to South Asia, to Myanmar, Pakistan, and Bangladesh were the main clients. That's likely to make India a little bit nervous. India is the largest importer of weapons in the world now, replacing the position that China was in.
How important is China now as a global arms exporter?
China is both the third largest importer and the third largest exporter of weapons in the world. And in both, it occupies about 5% of the global market. So it's 5% of the market for weapons exports. That's a big chunk of a $300 billion a year market, but it's by no means anywhere near the top two players in the global arms market, which are the United States and Russia. The United States has 31% of the market, according to the Stockholm Peace Research Institute study that I'm citing. Russia has 27% of that market. So China has made a lot of progress over the last 5 to 10 years. It's moved from about 3% of the market to 5%. It's now the third largest exporter, but it's got a lot of room to go before it starts to challenge the top players in the arms market.
Is the rapid rise in its arms exports in Asia likely to unsettle any countries in the region, for example, India?
As I've mentioned, Pakistan is the largest customer for Chinese arms. That's partly because a lot of countries are reluctant to sell to Pakistan because they don't want to anger India, and India is a far bigger arms market. And China doesn't want to sell to India because it's a strategic rival, and so they sell to Pakistan partly for political reasons, but also partly because it's a captive market. It's a niche that they can occupy both for economic and for strategic reasons. Obviously, that's not going to make India very happy. As I've mentioned, they're now the largest importer of weapons in the world, partly due to fears of an arms race with China. And in fact, Asia as a whole is being flooded with weapons, and there's a massive military buildup throughout the region, which is partly sparked by the rise of China and China's military buildup.
How important are arms sales now for China's economy and for its influence as a military power on the world stage?
This isn't hugely significant in sort of macroeconomic terms. The amount of weapons exports is not huge compared to the total for China's trade. What is very important, though, is that by developing a large market for its weapons and by selling abroad, China's finding a new way to fund research and development of weapons systems that's not just at the expense of the state budget. So the state defense budget is now the second largest in the world, and there are tens of billions of dollars earmarked for research and development of new weapons systems. But it's very, very expensive. And if China wants to develop new weapons rapidly, it's got to do what the U.S. does and what Russia does, which is to sell these weapons abroad, make money, plow the money back into developing new weapons. That's a much more effective way of funding research and funding technological development in the arms industry. And that's what a lot of countries do. And so my guess is that that's the most important aspect of China's rapidly expanding arms sales abroad.
Thanks, Charles.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.